Checkup season for 2024 is in the books. My latest echocardiogram showed good heart function, except for a couple of leaky valves that don't require action at this time. However, I just discovered that I'm going bald. Getting old just isn't for wimps. I'm Ken Boone, and this is my podcast, Much More to Say. By the time I publish this episode, I will have had my six-month checkup with my cardiologist. Now, based on his interpretation of my recent echocardiogram, my heart function is still normal. Yay. That's great because it could have been a lot worse. I feel particularly blessed considering some news I recently received. Now, Celia told me that a dear friend of ours was recently diagnosed with congestive heart failure, the same diagnosis I got back in 2019. Now, I thought my case was as bad as it gets, but I was wrong. The underlying contributor to my heart failure was untreated high blood pressure. My friend is dealing with diabetes. In addition to high blood pressure. Now, the good news is that they're getting his condition totally under control, but only after a couple of surgical procedures, and pretty serious ones at that. And he's only a couple of years older than I am. Now, he's not the only guy I know who has dealt with serious heart issues in the past few months. The husband of my wife's dear friend recently underwent successful open heart surgery to clear a severe blockage, or more than one blockage, in his arteries. And this guy happens to be close to 20 years younger than me. Go figure. Now, this episode is scheduled to be published on the second Wednesday of February, which is designated as Grievance Wednesday. This is when I revisit my very first solo podcast, which was called From Grievance to Gratitude, just to see if I made any progress from the guy who kept rehashing old resentments. I think I'll change course in 2024. Instead of complaining about the past, I'll moan and groan about the future. So, I'll be airing my grievances about growing old. And every day, this aging dude wakes up, gives me something to be grateful for. And if I wake up free of aches and pains, hey, that's a bonus. Another thing about growing old is you can often make light of all senior moments you have. There are also many books and blogs out there to reassure you that you're not alone. Now, in her 85 years on this earth, author Karen O'Connor has written dozens of successful books. Most of her recent ones deal with the joys of aging. The one that I'll use as my touchstone is titled, Getting Old Ain't for Wimps. I've mentioned this book several times in both my podcast as well as giving a shout out to Angel for buying me this book as a birthday gift a few years ago. It's something I read every time I need a good laugh. And it's something I'd like to share with you. Since I'm talking about health issues in this episode, I think I'll share with you an essay from Ms. O'Connor titled Prescription Laughter in the Aches and Pains section of her book, Growing Old Ain't for Wimps. So here goes. There's something about a first appointment with a new doctor that's just a bit unnerving, admits Nancy. My longtime internist had announced his retirement, so I decided to take a chance on the new one. I scheduled a regular checkup. As Nancy merged onto the interstate on her way to the medical suite, a cup of ice water in the cup holder of her car tipped over and splashed her. I attempted to soak up the water with a few tissues and drive at the same time, Nancy said. Not a good idea. The result was two wet seats, the car's and mine. I didn't want to be late, so I drove on, praying that somehow my denim jumpsuit would dry out in the next few minutes. Now, Nancy signed in at the desk in the waiting room, holding her purse behind her so the other patients wouldn't notice her damp derriere. By the time the nurse called her into the examination room, Nancy couldn't keep quiet another moment, so she confessed the episode to the nurse, and the two had a good laugh. The nurse tried to convince Nancy her wet pants were not that obvious, especially since denim is dark blue. But Nancy knew better the moment she stood up from the paper-covered examination table, which was now as wet as she was. Nancy began examining what would happen next. The new younger doctor would come in, shake her hand, take one look, and say, "Well, Mrs. Brummett, other than the incontinence, how are you handling growing older?" The doctor held his tongue. By the end of their initial visit, Nancy said she felt comfortable enough with him to confess her problem. She was encouraged to see that he could laugh about it, too. Newsflash. I had my 6-month follow-up appointment with my cardiologist yesterday. He suggested, again, that I schedule a stress test, to which I gently but firmly pushed back. I didn't want to do it. Now, with that off the table, he made slight adjustments to my medications, which was good, gave me a pep talk, which was better. And the visit ended with him telling me that my next appointment will be a year from now. Yeah, I graduated from cardiac care to just simple maintenance. Now, my friend who's dealing with congestive heart failure and diabetes diagnoses got good news at his last cardiologist appointment. However, his wife asked Celia for the name of my heart doctor. Now, we didn't hesitate to recommend Dr. V, my old guy. Although I no longer see him, I still think he's the best and would recommend him to anybody. Now, while I'm truly blessed, there is one thing that I'm adding to my grievances for this week. I thought it would be a non-issue for me, but while I was handling my morning grooming in the bathroom, I looked in the mirror and noticed that I had a bald spot on top of my head. Now, that really sucks. Now, you see, every male on my father's side has a full head of hair, and some of them have never even turned gray. But then I remembered that baldness usually comes from the mother's side. Thank goodness that in addition to the book, Angel bought me a set of hair clippers. She always thinks of everything. Today's quote is from American comedian and writer Larry David. Anyone can be confident with a full head of hair, but a confident bald man? There's your diamond in the rough. Until next time, I'm Ken Boone. Thanks for listening.
We invite you to visit our website, muchmoretosay.weebly.com. That's muchmore2say.weebly.com.
While you're there, be sure to check out our weekly blog, where you will find audio, video posts, essays, and the latest news and and notes.
You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Episodes are available on Apple Podcast, Spotify, and Google Podcast. So like, comment, share, and join the conversation. This has been a production of the Descant MMG Podcast Network.